Welcome to our continuing coverage of Hy-Vee Food Drive Friday. I'm Randy Van, and I'm joined by Cheryl Hayton. She is with the Grace Church on the northeast side of Newton, and she is with the Grace Food Pantry. So, Cheryl, thanks for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you're here.
How long have you had the Grace Food Pantry?
We actually started in 2011, but people didn't really know that we were here, and actually we weren't even at this location when we started, but when we moved to this location in 2012, we continued the pantry, but in the past 2 years, we've tried to let people know that we are here, and we are here to help, and so people know we're here, and people are coming.
How many people?
Well, it's interesting that you ask. So in 2023, we had 471 families that visited our pantry, which totaled up to 1,276 household members. Comparing that now to this year, we've helped 1,571 families with 4,496 household members. So you can see how the numbers have exploded, and just for people knowing that we're here.
Yeah, the word definitely got out.
Definitely.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
And how can people help you with your effort?
Well, they can donate shelf stable items, or probably an easier way is just to donate funds. That way we can get what we need.
And your pantry is available 2 days out of the week, right?
Yes, Monday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m., and then on Thursday afternoons, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Now, you're with the church, but I'm sure you reach out to people who are not affiliated with the church, too, right? It's open to anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no questions asked. And, in fact, I mean, we really don't even ask people their income levels. You know, sometimes people that are even, you know, what we would assume, you know, wow, they should be making it, a lot of times they're not. And it can be a very humbling experience for people to come and ask for help. And so we just treat them with respect when they come through our doors and just let them know we love you, God loves you, and we're here to help.
Have you ever had any time where you've had, you know, kind of ran low on supplies, or you've been able to meet the need?
Absolutely. We don't usually have an abundance of food, and really sometimes we just, you know, thank the Lord that we have enough for the day. And, you know, I always think of the scripture that says, you know, give us this day our daily bread. And sometimes that's what it is. And but somehow, some way, we have enough. And so we're very, very thankful for that.
You're located in, for people who have been in Newton for a while, it was the teen center it started out. It's a nice facility here in the northeast part of town. What else would you like people to know about the food pantry?
Well, I just think for people to know really what our mission statement is, and that is, on our logo, it says, by God's hands, we all are fed. And we are using our hands and our hearts to help and to bring help and hope to those in need. And that's really why we're here. We recognize that everything we have comes from God, and we want to share what we have with those in need.
When someone comes in, do they just pick and choose? You set aside stuff for them, or how does that work?
Usually what they will do, we do require them to bring their photo ID. Just giving you the numbers that we have, it's impossible for us to remember every single
Definitely.
Person
that Understandable,
comes.
Yeah.
And so we do ask for them to bring in their ID so we can check their name and address, how many's in their household. They can come 2 times per month. And so once they get checked in, we mark them in. We give them a sheet. It's kind of like a grocery list, and that way they can check the items that we have on the shelves. and it helps expedite the process because we don't actually let them come into this pantry room because as we're sitting here, you can tell it's very small.
Yes.
And so we have two workers that work back here. We have a table set up. The people bring back their grocery list of items that they can choose from. And so one person bags up those things that are on these shelves. And then the other person that's working in here will ask them what they would like from the refrigerator or freezer or personal care items. You know, people that are on SNAP benefits, which I did not know that or know that fact until this year when we had a family member that was really struggling. And he needed toilet paper. I had no idea you could not buy toilet paper with your SNAP benefits. Had no idea. And so we try to have personal care items that, you know, a lot of times you just think, well, certainly people have toilet paper. But, you know, we try to have toothbrushes and toothpaste, razors. I mean, just anything that you can think of that people aren't able to get with their SNAP benefits.
So obviously you'd like those donations as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can sure use those as well.
Is there any food staples that you typically run low on? Besides,
well, how about everything?
Everything, yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, really, we can use anything. You know, canned vegetables, you know, this time of year, soup seems to be a big item. But, of course, you know, rice and beans, pasta. You know, just thinking of, you know, what would you like to eat in a, you know, for a wintertime meal? Just keep that in mind. You know, what would you like your family to eat? Keep that in mind that, you know, other families probably would like the same thing.
You know, we're talking to Cheryl Hayton with the Grace Food Pantry located at Grace Church, 1620 North 11th Avenue East in Newton on our Hy-Vee Food Drive Friday. Let's give the contact information if someone has questions or would like to help you out. How can they reach you?
Okay. They can either call the church. That number is 641-792-1793. Or they can, if they would like to donate funds, they can go to PayPal. And we are at giving@gracenewton.com. Or if they would like to send an email, you can reach me at foodpantry@gracenewton.com.
And again, give us the times of your food pantry and what people need to bring with them.
Okay, Monday mornings and Thursday afternoons. So Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Thursday afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30. They do need to bring their photo ID every time that they come. So it's not just the one time, you know, you came that first time. They need to bring it every single time. And we don't allow pickups for other people. We have kind of run into some problems with that. And so we just prefer that the people that actually need the help will come in personally with their ID so we can just verify them.
help people who really need it.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you spending time with us today. Anything, any final thoughts or anything you want to say before we wrap up our interview?
You know, no, we're just so grateful for how the Lord has blessed. You know, it just, like I said, sometimes, you know, we are so low on supplies and, you know, somebody will call us like, hey, I've got some food. Could you use it? Absolutely, we can. And so, you know, the Lord just keeps providing, and we're just so grateful for all that he's done for us.
And you're definitely, as you mentioned, those numbers are really filling a need here in the community. So we appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for allowing me to share share the need and share our vision.
And we've been talking to Cheryl Hayton with the Grace Food Pantry at the Grace Church, 1620 North 11th Avenue East in Newton. Again, their contact number is 641-792-1793. Cheryl Hayton joining us on our Hy-Vee Food Drive Friday.